firstly, great news for the Northwest. Delighted to announce this this morning. Definitely a well-needed boost. In terms of the company itself, Livetiles, it's a global software company, and our headquarters are based in New York. And I guess the best way of explaining what we do is when people open their computers for work each day, they generally open many tools and apps. And Livetiles saw a gap in the market where they bring all that together under a single pane of glass and make it much more easy to use. And over the last couple of years, we've been steering more and more towards artificial intelligence, and particularly our Livetiles bots product or service. And that's really where, you know, we're now boosting productivity for employees across the globe, where people are coming into work and their bot is actually performing a lot of tasks that normally would have required their intervention, such as scheduling meetings for them or their annual leave. So really taking away a lot of those admin tasks.
The base that you're setting up in Sligo, it's called an Intelligent Innovation Centre. Where in Sligo will that be and what exactly is that?
So that's really it, I guess. In terms of our location, we're starting off, and it's often dubbed a soft landing space to begin, but we've been welcomed by Noel McAvoy and the team in the Business Innovation Centre in Sligo IT campus. So we're going to start off there to begin, and as we grow, we'll certainly be looking at premises around Sligo town.
And the jobs, well, how can people go about finding out more about these jobs, and over what length of time will they be coming into operation?
Yeah, well, first off, the company itself is a hyper-growth company, and it's a term that you'll hear used around where the growth is exponentially quicker than a lot of other companies. So in terms of our targeted growth this year, it's 300%. So but to give you an idea, the company maybe 1 month ago was at 200 in terms of a team globally, and that's now over at 260. So it's grown at an exponential rate. And we intend to have those 50 jobs. Certainly, we would be aiming to have 30 of those in by December. It depends in terms of like our success at our products and in terms of gaining the caliber of staff, which is already looking extremely promising, to bring those online much quicker. But 50 jobs is certainly what we've slated for the first year, Claire. In terms of getting in contact with us around those jobs, Collins McNicholas is our local recruitment partner, and people that are interested can also check out livetiles.nyc.
Okay, great. And the company you said is fast growing. Why is it more fast growing than other companies at this stage in their development?
So you find that we have really, really strong partners, Claire. So when people take a look at us and check us out, they'll see that one of our biggest partners is Microsoft. So we've seen some significant gaps in the market. We've gone after them quickly, but also it's an extremely agile company. So not necessarily structured in the way that others are. It's very, very flat. Hierarchy, so people work in groups and clusters, and it's extremely effective.
Okay, so the launch, the official launch is today, Elaine, is it?
That's right, yes. We certainly will have a bit of a party atmosphere as we move on and hire some key roles in the coming weeks, Claire, but certainly it's out from a media perspective today, and we're asking people that are interested to take a look at the roles, or you know, reach out to your network. We certainly want to bring in as many jobs as we can and at a quick pace in the coming weeks.
Great, that's brilliant. Listen, best of luck with it, and thanks a million for talking to us.
No problem at all. Good to talk to you. And just Claire, before you go, just mm-hmm. shout out to the IDA, John Nugent and his team, and all the work that they've put in at attracting Livetiles to Sligo. And again, phenomenal boost for the Northwest today, and we're delighted to be part of it.
Great, great, absolutely. And just off the record as well, Elaine, is the minister is there at your premises today, or was she there before?
She was here last week. We actually met her with many of the team, and it was in Dublin.
Oh, yes, okay, yeah. Perfect, great, okay, lovely. That's great. Listen, thanks a million for that, Elaine, and best of luck with it.
No problem. I'd say some of it's a little bit shaky there.
Not